Thank you, Ian. We've reached our last batch of news items. A mixed bag as always. Steam railways make the news. There are robot wars at the University of East Anglia and sign language being learnt by youngsters. Plus parking problems, road marking problems and praise for Norfolk beaches. A North Norfolk steam railway journey has been named one of Britain's finest. The Telegraph has included the North Norfolk Railway in its ranking of the top 10 British heritage trains people should ride before they disappear. The railway, also known as the Poppy Line, runs from Sheringham to Holt. It retraces the route by the Midland and Great Northern Joint Railway that closed 6 decades ago. The majority of the former network closed in 1959. Just 4 years later, the Norfolk section was axed after passenger numbers fell, and the line that remains is a remodel run by enthusiasts and historians. The Poppy Line came fourth on the Telegraph's list, behind the Settle and Carlisle Line, Stratford-upon-Avon's Shakespeare Express, and the Gloucestershire-Warwickshire Railway. The article said, from this area of outstanding natural beauty, there are views across the sea to the north and over the National Trust Sheringham Park to the south, as the train weaves round the gentle slopes to the Georgian town of Holt.
It might only be April, but tickets for a beloved Christmas event are already on sale. The Polar Express train ride on the Mid-Norfolk Railway has become a festive staple for many local families. The event is a theatrical recreation of the beloved 2004 film of the same name. It has run from Dereham Station between November and December each year since its launch in 2017. This year has been marked as an extra special event, as it is 20 years since the film was released. Passengers are greeted at the station platform by the conductor, and after they take their seats, a host of dancing chefs make their way through the carriages to serve cups of hot chocolate. As the train arrives at the North Pole, passengers can admire the Christmas tree surrounding the track before Santa Claus himself boards the train. Guests, young and old, are encouraged to board in their favourite pyjamas, just as the children do in the film.
More than 5 years have passed since Robot Wars disappeared from our TV screens. But the sport of mechanical massacre is being kept alive in Norwich. Up to 30 homemade fighting robots, each weighing 1.5 kilograms and competing in a bulletproof arena, went head-to-head in a multi-regional death match at the University of East Anglia's School of Engineering. The Mini Beasts in the East event was inspired by the popular TV series Robot Wars, which ran on and off from 1998 until it was cancelled by the BBC in 2018. Each robot took part in at least 3 fights, and the 8 robots with the most points took part in a knockout tournament to decide the winner.
City youngsters have excelled in their initial British Sign Language exam, despite the challenging requirements. The signature-approved British Sign Language examination, an introduction to BSL, includes a variety of topics, including finger spelling, greeting methods, weather, transport, and directions, amongst others. To succeed, students, some as young as 10, needed to have a 5-minute signed conversation, a taxing requirement for their age range. SignWise Tuition, a specialist language provider in Norwich, boasts after-school activities for children and a daytime club for older learners amongst its offerings. The junior BSL classes, suitable for children 6 years and above, are held term time on Tuesdays in Thorpe St Andrew.
A pensioner has been left outraged after receiving a fine in the hundreds for parking millimetres over white lines at a city car park. Barry Ridley had stopped at the Hall Road Retail Park in Tucks Wood to meet friends at the cafe in Aldis and had parked in a row of bays which he claims were almost completely empty. Running late, Barry quickly parked and headed inside. When he returned, he said the bays were still empty and it did not appear that he was far over the white lines. But several weeks later, he received a fine in the cost of £100. No small sum for a pensioner in his 80s. I immediately queried the charge and received a letter saying I was badly parked and the charge would stand, he said. The charge was issued by UK Parking Control, a private enforcement company which uses automatic number plate recognition technology to monitor and enforce parking. In response to Barry's dispute, it said, "We have carefully considered your appeal based on the information provided and the evidence supporting the parking charge, but are not prepared to cancel the charge."
An experimental new method to lay road markings on Norfolk's roads is being trialled, amid concerns white lines are fading away just months after being put down. Some of the safety markings Norfolk County Council has put down are rapidly wearing away, says Labour County Councillors, who highlighted how a zebra crossing in Woodcock Road, Norwich, which was only painted in January, has already faded. Council leaders revealed they were testing out a new method of putting down road markings. Graham Plant, the Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, said, "We regularly review new material developments and are currently trialling a methyl methacrylate line marking paint on high wearing locations on the Norwich Outer Ring Road following recent servicing schemes. The material is hard wearing and should last longer."
Two Norfolk beaches have been named among the best in the UK in a hand-picked guide. Holcombe and Cromer were included on the list of 34 best beaches in the UK by Time Out. Holcombe came in second and was described by Time Out as best for feeling a million miles away from civilization and easily one of the best-looking beaches in the UK. The long sandy stretch of beach is surrounded by a nature reserve of pine trees and salt marsh and is a top place for bird watching.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this weekly edition of Chatterbox and we hope you have enjoyed it. You will be used to our usual reminder that when you have finished with the recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick. Drop it in a post box. The other regular reminder, of course, is also that you do not have to pay any postage as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition and thanks go to the whole team of volunteers who have produced it today. This week's editor was Christine Gillam and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765365. That's 01603 765365. You will know that the office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, hold on until you hear our answer phone message click in, and then you can leave your own message. We will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, now all that remains is for Lorna and me to say we hope you've enjoyed listening and say goodbye for this week.